Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 409 for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were steady to slightly higher Thursday morning in relatively thin and choppy activity. Canola is steady to up 80 cents, the July contract up 80 at $469.70 per ton. On the supportive side, continued weakness in the Canadian dollar did underpin the canola market, as the currency was testing the psychological 80 U.S. cent mark. Concerns over dry conditions in parts of Western Canada and a firmer tone in Chicago soy oil helped underpin the market as well. Malaysian palm oil was also up overnight. However, canola is said to be looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds, and that did put some pressure on values. The good U.S. and South American production prospects, together with the longer-range forecasts, calling for some much-needed moisture in the drier parts of Western Canada, were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were narrowly mixed, although the bias was higher in the most active months. Soybeans, they're down a quarter cent to up nearly 4 cents, the July contract up 3¾ cents at $9.31 per bushel. Solid demand from domestic processors accounted for some of the strength in beans, with labor unrest in South America also underpinning the futures. Close to 80% of Argentina's crush capacity is said to be being disrupted by the latest strike action in that country, and that should open the door for more U.S. business. Corn, it's up 1 to 2 cents, the July contract 2 cents higher at $3.52 per bushel. Corn was due for a correction from a chart standpoint after hitting its lowest levels in 8 months yesterday. However, the good U.S. crop conditions did remain a bearish influence, limiting the upside. The ongoing bird flu outbreak across the Midwest was also cutting into demand. Wheat, it was due for some consolidation of its own following recent losses and was moving within a 2 cent range of unchanged. The July contract in Chicago up a half cent at $4.88 per bushel. Dryness in Russia and excess moisture in the southern U.S. plains were supportive, with news that the U.S. managed to sell some wheat to Japan in its latest tender, also accounting for some strength. However, U.S. wheat does remain expensive internationally, especially given the recent strength in the U.S. dollar, and that did temper the gains in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.